All right, as you're heading back to your places, invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time. Come on forward.
Morning. Good morning.
All right.
Hi, Lucy. How are you? Good to see you. Long time no see. You can sit right up here on the steps. You can sit right there on the steps, and Scarlett can sit next to you. Hey, Scarlett, that's Rosie. Good morning. Good morning. I think there are more children. Lincoln, you coming up? Rosie? Rosalie? Okay. Anybody else? Good morning. Ben and Levi, will you scoot in just a little bit? Because you're kind of hidden behind the... Yeah. Good morning. Remember the other day we sang a song, Rise and Shine and Get God the Glory and Glory. Do you remember that song? We did it last week. It's not one that we do very often, but we did that one. And in it, it talks about Noah's Ark, how Noah built the ark and all the animals came two by two. And then it rained for 40 days and nights. And then the sun came out. And then what? Ba-bam. What do you see? What did you see after the sun came out? What's that? You can say it in English or Spanish, because I know how to say it in both languages. A rainbow? Arco iris? A rainbow? And so the rainbow was kind of a promise that God wasn't going to flood the earth again, right? And God sent us lots of promises, has given us promises. Another word for a promise is, does Catherine remember the word, another word for a promise? It starts with a C. There are lots of promises that God made in the Old Testament coming to, until we got to the New Testament where Jesus came. And Jesus was the biggest promise that God ever gave us, the promise of love and peace and hope and salvation. Do you think God wants us to remember all the bad things? Remember, we studied a lot about Samuel, the book of Samuel, and a lot of bad things happened, right? Do you think God wants us to really look back and remember every battle and every... Think, no, he sent his son Jesus for healing and to prompt the promise of all good things moving forward. So the Apostle Paul wrote to us and said, we don't want you to look back on all the bad things, on an argument, on how somebody might have hurt your feelings. God wants us to look forward to the beauty of the hope that we have in Christ. And so I want you today to think about looking forward to the future and our hope in Jesus and not think about all the bad things that have ever happened to you. Okay? All right. All right. Let's. And the word, by the way, is covenant, like a promise, covenant. Okay. Let's put our hands together and pray. Eyes closed. Dear Lord, thank you for your promises of always being there for me with your love and hope for a beautiful future. Help me to forget the bad things and only focus on you and your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go to Children's Church, and you can meet Miss Audie at the back.